Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody.
Did you guys know that this is a big day today here at the station? Because Riptide tickets go on sale. Early bird tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m.
Yeah, baby.
Riptide, powered by Ford.
Yep.
Is coming up. It's Broward County's signature 2019 event.
No doubt.
It is on Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 23rd, 24th, headlined by The Killers. The 1975 will be there. The Revivalists will be there. K-Flay, Fuel, Real Big Fish, Soul Asylum, and more. But the early bird tickets go on sale today, this morning at 10 a.m., right after our show. $59 for two-day tickets, general admission. And there's even a limited number of two-day early bird VIP tickets that are going on sale for $99.
Huh.
Early bird tickets go on sale or on sale until Labor Day while supplies last. And they probably won't, so you might want to get on.
By the way, there is an early bird special on the big cabanas you can get if you're a company.
Oh, yeah?
Like a bar and food and all the alcohol you can drink. Get in on that if you're in a corporate situation.
Really, I'm not going to lie, man. It gets a little debaucherous out on that beach.
Let me tell you what. This is like the third one or the fourth one?
This is the fourth one.
Yeah, I have not been sober for any of them.
It's Riptide Fest, powered by Ford. You get all the details right here on AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. Thanks again to Ira Winderman for stopping by. John Beeson is going to join us later on this hour from the ACC Network, former Canes linebacker. We'll talk a little Canes and Gators with him. But some text coming in on the text line, which is driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. And these are some of the texts we're getting in on the Brian Flores thing. And I honestly, this is a weird one to me. But it says, 8 songs is probably about 30 minutes of music. You think that it shouldn't be talked about? Flores made the practice about him. I thought we hate Look at Me Guys.
My goodness.
I don't know, man.
I'm not.
Without knowing the inside,
again,
all that stuff,
again,
how can you speculate?
That's when we started the show off by talking about context.
Another guy said, I'm not a Dolphins fan, but come on, Leroy. To sit and play 8 straight Jay-Z songs means nothing is crazy. Yes, it means something, even if it was just a joke, like Tobin said. That's what I think. I think it's a joke.
I think it was a joke.
But if it's a joke,
it means
nothing.
But again, Kenny Stills seems like the type of guy that, regardless of what you think or you want to make fun of him or whatever, he's still going to continue to do his thing.
Yeah,
so it's not going to bother him.
How much Kenny Stills make? What does he make, like $9 million this year?
Yep.
Okay. You're telling me that you can find a taker for Kenny Stills? Like, if Flores really wanted to send a message, if he was really done with the whole Colin Kaepernick, Jay-Z questions, he thinks that – You don't think a first-year coach can go and say, you know what, I'm done. You don't think that the owners are going to be on board with it. You know what, I could be without Kenny Stills too. If it really was a thing that Kenny Stills wouldn't say to him, you know what, I'm cool for a fresh start too. That would it be a thing?
Sure. Right.
Of course.
Right. I think with how everybody has handled themselves with Kenny Stills, and you got to give a lot of credit to Kenny Stills because – he has never, you know, although what he said may have not been liked by most, he's never been said it in an abrasive way. He's always explained himself. He's always tried to explain where he was coming from with all of his points, whether you agree with them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, everybody has looked at this thing as being a cordial disagreement.
He thought it was what he thought was what Jay-Z said. He thought it was dismissive.
Right.
Like, hey, Jay-Z, I get you, man. He didn't say, I think what Jay-Z is doing is hypocritical or despicable,
right,
like Eric Reed said. What he said was, I'll wait and see what he does. I'm not going to judge that yet.
Right.
But to say that we've moved past things like he's been involved with it is a bit uninformed.
Right.
Which it is.
It is. Right.
Which it is. It's not, you know, so I think it's weird that people think that Brian Flores is going to have some nefarious thoughts of, I'm going to show Kenny Stills. It's like, nah, he's having fun at your expense.
Right.
He's having fun at your expense. And guess what? When you guys ask Flores about it, he's going to blow it off.
Of course.
He's going to blow it off.
Of course.
He goes, did I? He's like, maybe, you know what he's probably going to say? He's like, forgot to put the old iPad on shuffle.
Somebody says, get rid of Steals. Like, come on, man. Like, you think you're going to get along with everybody that you work with or plays for your team? At some point, you got to have players on the field. Kenny Stills is a player.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
Braves shenanigans yesterday in the Marlins lost to the Braves in Atlanta, 5-1. Eliezer Hernandez let one go, hits Ronald Acuna Jr. To start the game, and the Braves go apoplectic.
Him, I'm done with it. He's such a crybaby.
A changeup.
Do we have any,
dude, first of all, he's a diver. Let's just say what it is. He's a diver. All right, he puts that rump right into the baseball every single time. Never tries to get out of the way.
That one, he
hit him in the small of his back.
He's a diver.
I went behind him, basically.
he's a diver.
87 miles an hour.
And also, hey, man, in baseball, it happens. Guess what? You get hit by baseballs every now and then. Get over it. You're moping down the, oh, here we go again. Marlins targeting me. Bro, get out of it. Eliezer diced you up last time. You think he's going to try and start off the game hitting you? What are you talking about? It's enough. At least you hustled down to first base this time. Lord knows your unwritten rules fest team over there, Brian McCann, that overgrown chipmunk. Lord knows that he'll be happy that you at least hustled down to the to first base afterwards. You hear this, Snitker? You hear this guy? And by the way, what a stupid name, Snitker. You just sound sniveling. Leroy, I got embroiled yesterday in a Twitter battle with a bunch of Yahoos from Atlanta.
I could always count on when the Braves play the Marlins.
I wasn't
that you're gonna have some episode.
They are children. They act ridiculous. They think the rules don't. They want everybody to follow the rules and the unwritten rules, but none of those rules apply to them. That's how they live life. And I mean, bro, Atlanta, you're not the Yankees. You don't have 27 championships. Knock it off. All right. You're not even at least the Cardinals have oodles of championships that they can lean upon, that their unwritten rules and their double switches and their Tony La Russa, you know, mumbo jumbo. At least that's paid off. All your franchise has done has been a colossal disappointment year in and year out. And this Snitker, who these dopes in Atlanta, these little kids all named Chipper, all of them are tweeting at me with their tough guy thumbs. Oh, he's in the mold of Bobby Cox. He's a player's coach. He's not a player's coach. In fact, he's 48 hours removed from benching his player for not hustling. So don't give me that. And you can say, oh, he was professional about. Bro, enough. All right, Ronald Acuna, you think he's going to look at that? He's gonna say something. He's got $100 million. He's stuck with him. He's stuck with him right now. Here's what this Snitker said afterwards. It's so obvious, unintentional, hit by pitch. But here's Kooky John Snitker, who's going to tell you, oh, no.
Be careful.
When they give issue warnings like that after the first pitch.
Hey, so they got together and had warnings. And it's like I don't know. I kind of felt like if you needed to have a warning, then you should have thrown him out of the game. You know? That was kind of a hard one for me to understand. Especially in light of, you know, past things, you know? I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't, there's nothing. We've all been fine all year, and I don't know.
What was your initial reaction? Did you think there was intent?
Well, I mean, you know what? I came in and I looked at it, and I don't know why that kid would want to hit him, honestly, but in light of what's happened, then you better keep the ball away from that guy. And, you know, if you're going to miss the other way. Because when I watched it, I wasn't so sure.
You're dope.
You're going to miss the other way.
Hey, dummy. You know why people miss? Because they didn't execute the pitch well.
Correct.
You think they know where it's going to go?
If he missed the other way.
If he missed the other way, he might as well just throw a strike. Oh my God, if he's that good. Dude. Hey, question.
Yes.
How many is Oodles?
Oh, it's lots.
Dude. Oodles is so much.
Oodles is a ton.
I'm done with it.
Is that like Buku?
No, I'm just tired of Atlanta's act. Every time. First of all, you've never met a city that's choked more in sports than Atlanta. Never. Never. They choke so much.
And they're the biggest one. You
know? Georgia football.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl. The entire Atlanta Braves 90s. That's all they do.
The Bills?
No, Atlanta.
No. I just named you three franchises. You gave me one. In a city that's barely a city.
Yeah, like Buffalo's. I mean, come on.
It's basically Canada.
It's Niagara Falls.
And they jump through tables, idiots. But not as dumb as
Tasty
the
Wings.
But not as dumb as the Braves fans. The Braves fans are the dumbest of the dumb. And this is how you know they're dumb, because this is all they got. Where'd you get some fans? Bro, Atlanta, you're not Fenway Park. Look, have some awareness.
Their stadium seats 41. They had 20 last night.
Yeah, if you're going to come.
Is that their official attendance, 20,000?
I think it was officially 21.
Here's my official attendance. There were 4,000 people there last night. My eyeballs, there were 4,000 people there yesterday for a first-place team.
For a stadium that's so, twice the size of Marlins Park.
And by the way, you've had like five stadiums built since 1994.
Is that true, though?
Yeah. They've had 100 stadiums built since 1994. And you know what happens? They all turn out to be dumps.
Weren't they at the TED for a while?
Bro, listen. They have so many stadiums, and nobody wants to go. They keep trying to gimmick it up for Atlanta. They can't figure it out. You want to know why? Because they don't care about baseball that much, even though they think they do. It's unreasonable.
They're the team of the South, man.
Dude, they're not the team of the South.
I know all the people in Carolina that root for the Braves.
TBS was a long time ago.
I mean, the team of the South, man.
It was a long time ago. And all these jokers can come out with, get some fans. Hey, Braves, your franchise has given you nothing but reasons to pack that ballpark night in and night out. All right, you had a generational rotation. You guys should love the Braves so much, but they've broken your heart so many times, and you got so spoiled that you say, first place team tonight, got a Cy Young winner, World Series champion on the mound in Dallas Keuchel. Nah, thanks. Get out of my face with attendance jokes. You got nothing. You are a third-rate bum franchise.
Huh.
And your fan base is stupid. And your manager is dumber. And Ronald Acuna is a diver who put his fat butt cheek right into that pitch.
Really?
He did not try and get out of the way. It was a 40-mile-an-hour changeup, and he dove into that just to start some bleep, to get the attention off him not being a hustler, which is rule number one by Chubby Chipmunked, Brian McCann. Go to hell, Atlanta. Go to hell, Braves. And kick sharp rocks.
I bid you adieu.
Welcome back, everybody. Dolphins preseason's underway, man. And 7 Hour Ticket's going to have daily Finns camp reports with the latest news and information. Preseason reports on the ticket are sponsored by Lexus of Pembroke Pines. Always an amazing deal. I don't think you've mentioned once Jakeem Grant's going to get an extension.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just haven't gotten to it, because every time I bring up the Marlins Braves, you go
Sorry.
Off.
That is
well,
a,
somebody,
for
10 somebody responded to
I
you.
I apologize.
Atlanta is 12th in attendance. You sound like a clown.
No, I don't know what they are. Listen.
Attendance numbers?
Listen.
They're so. The Marlins basically came out and admitted the first season under Jeter, attendance is a lie.
Yeah.
We're going to be less of a lie.
Oh, wait. Somebody says, my mom lives in Georgia. They get less fans during the week than the Fish. By the way, they count season ticket holders.
100%.
Yeah, of course. It's not actual attendance numbers. It's tickets bought.
You turn on that game last night.
There was no one there.
So many empty seats in Atlanta.
That's a
brand new ballpark, and that's a first place team.
In fact, with one of the
best young stars in baseball.
In fact, Atlanta's best contribution to the world is fried pork chops smothered in gravy, which sounds delicious right about now.
Actually, peach cobbler is pretty good.
John Beeson's going to join us in about 20 minutes. We'll talk some Canes Gators with him. Get on into it.
But with peach cobbler, do you just eat the crust?
No.
I don't eat the peaches. I eat the crust.
Oh, no. I mean, you got to see if you go get a go to a football game at Georgia Tech, the peach cobbler they have in the press box, amazing.
I haven't had a cobbler since you brought it in that one time.
Blueberry cobbler.
Yeah,
well, cobbler's not really a thing down here.
Yeah, I haven't had much cobbler.
But, like, you go into the South, I mean, the cobbler's a thing. I don't like cherry cobbler. I don't like cherries.
Gator the varsity.
Oh, cherry pie.
Oh, the varsity is amazing. You've been to the varsity?
No. Huh. Cherry pie is disgusting.
I agree. I don't like cherry
pie.
Yeah,
I don't like cherries at all. I don't like cherry anything.
I like cherries in my drinks.
No, I know you like. I don't like cherry flavorings.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, that is a different story. I'll be with you on that. Well, I went to the Capitol Grill maybe 6 months ago, 3 months ago. I don't know, sometime before the summer started, and I had to get an order of the branded cherries. They're so good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jakeem Grant's gonna get a 4-year contract extension that will keep him here till 2023, and a lot of people are saying this is kind of a Brian Flores vision of the team. Jakeem Grant kind of fits that, you know, multiple purpose mold that, you know, from Patriots type of situation.
He's super talented, man. Yeah. Like, he jumped off last year. He definitely did. I mean, he's super small.
Somebody
so.
Said, do you think Jakeem Grant's extension is a shot at Kenny Stills? Well, yeah. If you think that,
now you're
then
reaching.
you have to think that Jerry Jones signing the linebacker isn't knock on Zeke Elliott.
I don't think it's a knock. I think Jerry Jones. Is there anything wrong with Jerry Jones saying like, all right, I'll take care of the guys who are here first? Like,
no. That's one of the moves of franchises to say I'm not talking contract unless he's here.
Yeah, he's right. In Cabo. He's in Cabo, offended at a joke that Jerry Jones made.
Right.
It's so, you know, if I'm Jerry Jones, I'm like, all right, I'll take care of the linebacker. He's here. No problem.
Okay.
But no, I don't think it's a shot at Kenny Stills. Kenny Stills is under contract, I think, for 2 more years.
I know. Like, but again, this is where, I just wish everything wasn't so.
You just wish everything wasn't a thing?
Right.
That's,
we literally talked for 25 minutes because the coach played Jay-Z music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think of how ridiculous that sounds.
And people still think it's a thing. They think we're crazy that we think it's not a thing.
Right.
I think it's just the coach having fun. They think, no, he's sending a message. What is the message? What is the message? I would like to know.
Right.
Hey, Kenny, stop talking about Jay-Z. You know what my message would be? Hey, Devontae Parker missed practice again yesterday. I can't believe we gave this guy $9 million.
Right. Again.
Again.
But
what does he make, 4.5 this year? What did they do, Robbie?
It was like 5 that was guaranteed for this total contract.
Yeah, mine would be, hey, you know who I should play songs for if I wanted to send subliminal messages to? That was a hard word. Devontae Parker. That's who I would send messages to.
Right.
Get your ass on the field. That's what would be my message.
I would tread cautiously into that subliminal again.
Subliminal.
Yeah, you kind of.
It was dicey.
Yeah.
But like, you can say what you want. Maybe you're annoyed that Kenny Stills is always in the news for stuff that's not football. All right, but the guy is a professional. The guy's a professional.
Right, that's the thing that whether I agree with what he's doing or not, the way the dude has handled himself is as a professional.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of what you think, how he should go about it, what he should say, what he should do, he's handled himself in a very professional way. And from that standpoint, I'm just like, all right, go ahead. Maybe I wouldn't do it that way, but all right.
Was Beason on 560 The Joe and he picked the Gators?
I don't know. Was that true?
Allegations.
That's what somebody said.
Allegations coming in on the text line.
You want me to, I can go find out.
No, I mean, we're going to have him on in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but like, we can hit him with that. Like, you were just on our sister station. You picked the Gators.
Yeah, no, we find out during
Okay.
Oh,
wait.
What are you doing?
I want to create shenanigans, and, you know, I shouldn't.
I don't like it. See, you know, like, if you're John Beeson, is this one of those things where he's, because he's really good at the media stuff.
He's amazing.
Aren't
you obligated, we went down this path before.
Is he going?
Wink. But is, like, Robbie's like, he's using a reverse jinx of the jinx.
Well, it depends on how he says it.
Right. But if you work for the ACC.
Yeah.
And you're an analyst.
Right.
A studio analyst.
Yeah.
Are you obligated to actually?
I don't want to have to put John Beeson in the parade of wrong montage like they were before Notre Dame, because you had Tebow up there. Who's the dude that Tebow does on with the SEC Network? What's that guy's name?
Paul?
No, not Paul.
Well, I think at the time it was Booger McFarland who was still.
I think it was Booger.
I thought it was Booger.
Nah, it was the other. I forget his
name. Oh, David Pollack?
Nope. I forget. But they all picked. They're all picking the picking Notre Dame against the Canes. We know Paul did.
Paul.
Did people get through on Paul yesterday?
Yes, people got through on Paul.
That's awesome.
I mean, we could probably effort that sound.
Paul
wanted to.
By the way, is this true that I was told this? But apparently, Paul, he said that Tate Martell shouldn't transfer because he might play in this first game because they might be down by 30 points at halftime.
Really?
That's what I heard.
That's
what he said. That's
well, Pipo.
Guess what? I'm glad he said it. Good. I'm glad Paul said that because he's loud wrong all the time. All he does, sit up there on his little pedestal and take 9,000 calls from Jethro and Jethra, Roll Tide, go Gator, go Dagger. That's all he hears all day. he's built an empire on it.
On go?
So good. I'm glad that he said it. Believe me. Please. Give me more of your takes, Paul. Let me know. What do you got to say about it? I hope that is the case. Ridiculous.
You may not be wrong.
No. Robbie?
Robbie?
Get your mind right.
Get your trumpet up.
I want you to get right.
So, here. As I was saying, would you feel like, because Beeson works for the ACC, is he obligated to do his analytical work, and pick the team based on that he feels going to win?
Yes, of course.
Or can he be a homer?
Homer!
But you know, everybody down here is going to call him a hater.
Technically,
well, yeah.
An analyst should call it down the middle.
Yeah.
He's a hater?
Well, if he picks the Gators, he's a hater.
Miami.
Why?
Well, Miami fans often feel like they
feels
are
like,
under the microscope.
What are you talking about,
things.
Bro? We got to go 12-0, bro.
So sometimes when they have their own on the media stage, like a Vilma, like a Beeson, whoever it may be, they want them to stick up for them because we feel like we don't have anyone sticking up for us on the media stage.
But again, you're not employed by Miami fans. You're employed by the ACC.
Yeah, and paycheck, schmaycheck.
Says the guy who
bleeds intercom,
yes.
Correct.
Yeah, by the way, he's not the only one who says the only former king great to say that the game is going to win.
Who else? Speak their
this
name.
This happened on the air, so it's not stitching, but when I was doing the show with Rashad Butler, I told him the point spread about 7 points that he thought it should be around 10.
So Rashad's picking.
And I'm the opposite.
Rashad's picking the Gators?
I don't have a dog in.
Did he actually pick the Gators?
No, I told him the point.
Or did he say the point spread should be 10? Because that's a different thing.
And then he did follow up and said, I think the Gators will win by 10.
Wait.
Wow.
I have.
Rashad, man.
I don't have a horse in the race. And
yeah,
I have been saying.
Toe.
I've been saying from the beginning, I don't think you can say this game's going to be more than 7 points.
What if I told you this? The last time Miami was an unranked team and beat a team in the top 10 was 1998.
I would say they're due.
What was the last time they were even close to a team in the top 10 outside, away from home?
I would say this. When was the last time a Florida-Miami game ended more than...
Well, that 2008 game was shady.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
What was the score?
Well, it finished 26-3, but if you watch the tape, in the fourth quarter, it was 9-3, and then a bogus catch by Carl Moore.
Oh, that was horrible.
Really swung the game. And then you had Urban Meyer just laying up, like, you know, spread points at the
Sean
end.
Sean Spence absolutely drilled Tebow into the ground.
I just don't think
gave him the business.
That with the two defenses,
the business, you're right.
With the two defenses and the shakiness at quarterback and offensive line,
well, I think,
on both teams, that one team's going to score more than 7 points than another
team. I think Gators have, right now, quarterback play that you can believe more than Miami's.
Agreed.
But their offensive line is shaky as hell as well.
That's not because not believing. It's
what is the strength of this team?
The
Hurricanes. The defense.
Correct.
So, what you want in a game, okay, is you want to have your best determine the outcome of the game. For example, if you have a great offense but a terrible defense, sometimes your defense can't hold them enough to slow him down, and you got to score a million points
a
game.
But I also feel good about the Kane skill guys. Like, they got a lot of talented guys out there. And man, some of the plays that Rozier and Nikosi are missing last year, just like, you're just
well,
like,
they had,
man,
they had
if that could just get to one of your playmakers, what they could do.
They had 40 dropped balls last year.
That's crazy.
Which is a big amount. Now
Lawrence Cager, the lead dropper, transfer, but
right, correct.
The second most drops was Jeff Thomas.
Right, correct. But you wonder on the drop balls, how much was it the receiver's fault versus how much was it of ball placement by a quarterback that couldn't aim?
All right, we'll talk to John Beeson, ACC Network, former Canes linebacker. We'll talk to him next. Guys, Heat Up Cure is a partnership among the Miami Heat, Baptist Health South Florida, and our Intercom Radio family to raise critical funds to help the nonprofit Miami Cancer Institute achieve its vision of a world without cancer. Our second annual 13-hour Heat Help Cure Radiothon is coming up right here on The Ticket in November. Live interviews with Heat players, legends, Miami Cancer Institute physicians, and cancer survivors all sharing their stories of hope and inspiration. And then, also coming up that month, we have the first community-wide dribble drive against cancer, which will take to the streets of Miami November 16th with our own Jonathan Zaza leading the way on a 13.1-mile dribble drive challenge, a 3.3-mile dribble drive, and the dribble drive dash around the perimeter of the American Airlines Arena. It's a great way to raise funds for the fight against cancer. You guys can register now and donate by visiting heathelpcure.org. Let's go out to the Orion Fields and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. We will find former Hurricanes linebacker, analyst for the ACC Network, which launches tomorrow. You guys can go to getaccn.com to get more information. And also coming up this weekend, boys, they got the All-ACC Watch Party, which is this, John, can you explain this to me? Is this kind of like, it's like the simulcast of the launch? Are you guys going to be, I guess, during the broadcast of Canes Gators, you, Rick, maybe Vilma checking in every now and then? Is that how that's working?
Look at you. You're all over it, huh?
Mm-hmm. I love
it. Somebody told you too much information.
I love those things, man. I love flipping through games. I might not do it during, like, yeah, games, but if I know you're on it, like, I like going and seeing what the different views are. They're fun.
It might be worth it. Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously ESPN is broadcasting the game, but if you want an in-depth look at the ACC, and it's going to be Miami slanted because we're going to talk more about the Canes as opposed to the Gators. So the in-depth analysis, obviously it's the only game on TV, but we want to be unique and we want to give fans more. We want to go deeper into what's happening. And then, you know, you got Coach on the desk. I'm going to be on the desk, and, you know, my angle and what I want to bring is scheme. I want to go into what's actually happening, how they're attacking the Miami offense or defense, and tell you, you know, why things are going well or why things are not going well and what they need to do to improve. So it if you're a fan of the Canes, it's a great place to tune into.
I want to start off with this. I know everybody's, you know, I'm sure gets the Canes quarterbacks and all that, but how important is it that Manny Diaz in his first year has that trio of linebackers all together for this final year? I mean, there was a lot of uncertainty whether they were going to go pro, but, you know, I was reading stories about how, you know, that he likes hanging out with them when he gets there. There's a level of comfort there. So what do you think those guys are going to bring to this game, and how important is it having all three of them back?
Well, you talk to any coach, he'll tell you that at the end of the day, he wants something to hang his hat on. You know, like, this is our base. This is our core foundation. You know, you want to look at a certain player or a certain group of players and say, I know I can rely on them. I'll worry about other guys who are new or different problems that the opposing team is going to present. And when you're a coach and you have that type of rapport or you have that type of belief in a group of guys, it just makes coaching so much easier. But these guys have to take the next step. And since their freshman year, you know, building up to this moment, you always want to be constantly, steadily improving. And that's got to be the goal. And you look at the schedule, and you know, typically we have big games. There'll be big games to Miami fans, but you know, outside of Florida, I mean, who are you really playing that is a juggernaut? You know, and the opportunity to show the world that, you know, you are great, that you are here, and that you're for real. So it's gonna come early, it's gonna come fast, and this is a game that guys have to be, you know, dialed into, locked into, to say, hey, this is an opportunity for me to submit my legacy at the University of Miami and to be remembered, because it's a big game, the biggest platform in all of college sports, and they got to go out and get it done.
John, there's a lot of new guys, though. So, and I'm saying even for Florida also. Okay, their quarterback has a little more experience, but he's only been good for like the last 3 or 4 weeks of last year. Nobody even thought that Jaren Williams was going to be the quarterback, and we don't know what that dynamic is going to be between him and the receivers. Like, if you had to hang your hat on it, you're going to have to go with the two defenses, right?
Yeah, I think that both. I mean, I think Florida's obviously more balanced under what Dan Mullen did last year offensively, and the problems that he presents. But yeah, it's going to be about what the defenses do or don't do. You know, it's going to boil down to execution. Who can make the least amount of mistakes? You go back and you watch Florida versus Michigan, and people are like, oh, you know, Jim Harbaugh, this, their offense, their defense. Yeah, I mean, they made some huge mistakes in that game. Just flat out bust. It's man coverage. You don't cover a guy. You know, things that you need to get done from a fundamental standpoint. Like, hey, keep your eyes on your guy. You're covering that guy. You know, be where you're supposed to be in the run game. And it led to big plays. But you look at the Florida defense, they do the same thing. They make mistakes that could be huge, and we need to exploit that. That aggressiveness, the ability to just sit in man and feel confident that your cover guys can cover anybody in the country. You keep hanging those guys out to dry, we have guys that can hurt you offensively in terms of the Miami Hurricanes. So, you know, you alluded to this with Jaren Williams as a starter. When he was named a starter, schematically, I knew exactly how they wanted to attack people offensively. And if you give this guy time, I know the question mark is the offensive line, but if you give him time, he can make all the throws. That's what you can hang your hat on. And then how you run the ball, when you run the ball, is key. Dan Enos does a great job of disguising. You know, the presentation will be that everything is the same. You know, the formations will be the same. Guys will be moving around motions and shifts, which makes it very difficult, especially at the college level, to keep guys on the same page, and then creating the blocking angles to make it easier on your offensive line. You know, bringing receivers to crack, motion a tight end from outside and bringing them in to block down. He does a great job of taking away what a defense does really well, which in this case, Florida is being aggressive, and they're obviously their front. So he can exploit that. And if you can keep Jaren Williams upright, meaning keeping 6-7 in protection, and only running 3-man routes, we can beat this team. And that's what I'm hoping for. It could happen, and it might not just be close. I mean, they can win by double digits. I believe that.
Wow. All right. That makes me feel okay. I've been nervous, Bees. I've been nervous.
A lot.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question, John. If you're Miami's defense, and you're looking at this Florida offense. Obviously, Felipe Franks improved last year. He's a veteran. He's got experience. Mm-hmm. They have one of the best receiving cores around. But their offensive line is all brand new. They have one returner with a bunch of freshmen as backups. They have P. Ryan back as their running back, as well as Malik Davis. If you're Miami's defense, what are you doing to attack Florida?
Well, Miami was the best versus the pass, believe it or not, from a yard standpoint last year, only giving up an average of 136 yards a game. So it's going to come down to stopping the run game of Florida Gators, who average 213 yards a game. You know, what Dan Mullen wants to do is he wants to spread you out. You know, he's gonna have trips open, you know, one receiver on the back end, and he's going to force you to show if you're blitzing. Because now your safeties have to honor that width, and it makes it easier on the quarterback to determine what the coverage is or where the pressure is coming from, where the blitz is coming from. So he does a great job of forcing that. And then when they do run the ball, it looks the same. They run the ball, same run, and then they pass off of it. So he kind of wants to lure you to sleep, keep showing you the same thing, and see how you react to it. And then there's a compliment off of it. The compliment is gets put in that category of like 4 to 5 big plays in a game where we hit these, we're going to score, you know, 28 plus points. You know, offenses sit around and they wait for these moments, and that's what he does such a good job of. So, you know, if I'm Manny Diaz, Coach Banda, Coach Baker, how do I stop Florida? You know, I'm going to honor those outside guys and believe that we can cover them, but I'm going to put all the onus on the defensive front and those veteran linebackers to hold down the fort with in terms of stopping the run. And then try to add your backside safety, because they really don't do anything to the single receiver side. He's kind of just a guy. You know, they want to throw the passing strength. So there's things that we can do to keep it simple in terms of the players that we have, but it's going to come down to the guys up front, that front seven. You know, you bring the safety in periodically or add him based on the formation to make an eight-man front to stop the run. That can make this an easy day at the park if they can just execute the scheme.
Well, John, you can make them get out of that spread offense, and you get after the passer, and you stuff them with four or five guys. They're going to be forced to bring in a tight end, an extra back, and stuff like that. Exactly. So you can end that right away.
Right, and then once you bring in that, you know, that sixth blocker, you keep that back in to make it seven-man protection. Now your blitz game is harder
exactly.
to determine because you're closer to your coverage. So this, you know, this it's going to be a great game of cat and mouse between two, you know, highly talented offensive schemers. But I've gone back, you know, you watched Coach Enos at this time in Arkansas more so than last year at Alabama, because it was truly his offense at Arkansas. You know, what he was able to do against big boys like Alabama, who were stacked with defensive talent. You could tell, you can watch, they were just outmatched physically, but still were able to score points against this team because they executed the scheme. And that's something that I'm hoping that happens on Saturday night.
All right, John. We heard rumors on the text line from people. People were spying, and we heard that you may or may not on another radio show have picked the Florida Gators to win this game. Is that true?
Not on the radio show.
Please tell me that's not true.
So John Beast is not a homer. I will always say what I think, and it will be founded on merit and research.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, when I was asked who I thought would win the game without watching the film, I said the Florida Gators.
Right.
After watching the film, mm-hmm. offense mm-hmm. and defense of Florida, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the fact that we've now named Jaren Williams our starter, so I know how we want to attack the Florida Gators. I am all in on the Kings.
He said that thing.
You know,
that's
and for reasons that I just spoke about, how to beat them.
Ooh,
I know
laugh,
how to beat them.
You laughing at that flip flopping?
I love it. Oh, good job.
He chuckling.
That's not flip flopping. That's research.
Hey, exactly. That's science. Research. Right there. That's science.
Hey, I don't think any one of these teams, based on what they do defensively, can get away from each other. So, like, it's going to be a close game, regardless of who wins, simply because I think defensively they can keep their offense in the game. Now, turnovers are killed.
Yep.
If there's a lot of turnovers, can't help you there. But
that was the difference in our last meeting in 2013.
Right.
You know, it was 21-16? Was it 21-16, 21-15? What was the final in that game at the Hard Rock? Al Golden's biggest win of his tenure.
Oh, but yeah, it was a
21-16. Yeah, 21-16.
It was a ton of turnovers.
Yeah, five turnovers. You're not gonna overcome that stat. Now, did they almost overcome it? Yeah, but you know what? And I think three of them were in the red zone. So the Canes, the ability to take the ball away was huge for the offense. And then a few big plays from Stephen Morris in the passing game, and you get a win. You get a win. And they were ranked. We weren't. I mean, it could happen, and it's going to boil down to execution of the scheme.
Check out John Beeson.
Lock in.
Check out John Beeson. ACC Network. They got the all ACC watch party. If you guys want to watch that, it's like the simulcast going on during Miami, Florida this weekend. John Beeson, Mark Rick, John Vilma is going to check in. Sounds like a pretty awesome broadcast if you're a Canes fan to check out. ACC Network launching tomorrow. Go to getaccn.com for more info there. Always appreciate the time, John. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
All right. Whew, that was
up. Hey, I got to tell you.
Oh, thank
my
God.
Heart.
I got to tell you.
I'm so happy that he
I got to tell you.
What?
I'm surprised Robbie didn't throw a minus one.
Why? Why?
Flip-flopping.
That's not flip-flopping.
No, he did research.
There's more info.
Yeah.
It's science.
It's science.
That is science, Robbie.
That is science.
That's science.
Robbie, have you watched film?
Oh, yeah, I've watched the film.
Robbie.
Did you play in the NFL?
Did that sound like some flip-flopping?
I think it did, but he did have the subsequent research that he did not have before.
True.
But at the end of the day, it was kind of
flip-flopping.
Most people would say, like, I'm going to just throw this out there. Most people say instead of picking the rival team, they would say, you know what? Let me watch some film, and then I'll be able to make a more educated guess.
Now, I do question what film he was watching that can swing his prediction, to be honest with you.
Unless Robbie!
I want the Robbie breakdown.
Was he watching the Savannah State game? That's the only game Jaren Williams played in. Watch against Savannah State.
He's seen all the close practices that we haven't been allowed to see.
You don't think John Beeson can get info on what happened in practice?
I do believe that the Canes can control this and what Dan Mullins wants to do. We'll find out about their front, their pass rush.
By the way, did I see on Get Up?
I don't watch the TV while we're in here because I don't want to pull Leroy and be distracted.
Well, I got distracted because they did. I don't know what happened because I'm guessing some foofy package about Dan Mullen, and they titled it Swagger at the Swamp. Really? Really? That's what we're going to do? Swagger at the Swamp? We're going to just geek that. We're just going to take it away and put it towards a bunch of Jethros and jorts wearing yahoos. That's what's going
to
happen.
Well, it's hard to brag about swagger when you go 7-6.
Get your breath. Get your headlines next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.